other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, final segment with Jesse Ventura. Let's go ahead and go to Bruce in Connecticut. Bruce, go ahead. You're on the air with the governor.
Hi. I got a story about Building 7, why it collapsed. After Towers 1 and 2 collapsed, it felt so depressed it just gave up.
Well, that's as good a conspiracy theory as the government story, Governor.
Yeah.
I agree. I don't know. I haven't looked at that yet, but if there's any witnesses that heard that being said from the building, I'd sure like to hear about it.
Oh, man. Anything else there, Bruce, from Connecticut?
Yeah. Another thing, JFK assassination. It's very telling that they lock up evidence for 75 years after the event.
Absolutely.
Well, even better than that, let me throw this one at you. Do you know that today you still, today, cannot get Lee Harvey Oswald's tax return?
Hey, listen, I went to the embalmer's office. He lives here in town. He's still alive. And he talked about the FBI guys came in, put his fingerprints on the gun, walked off, and then said on the news his fingerprints were on the gun. And then I was going to go back and interview him again, and he got ran off the road that day and almost killed at 90-something years old, so now he can't do the interview. So this is not a joke, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Bruce. Robert in California, you're on the air. Go ahead, Robert.
Good day, gentlemen.
Welcome.
Hi, Robert.
Okay, as an old Navy person like Jesse, you know, my father served in the Navy, my brother served in the Navy, I served in the Navy. My uncle served in the Navy. My other uncle served in the Marines. Who
and his brother's Jackrabbit served in it. What's your point?
Yeah. My point is that, for one thing, I'm glad that Jesse's getting new projects started off with a more broader view of just our conspiracy theories so we can actually go through these things one by one, and I hope it does take off on the ground. The other thing is that I'm glad other people are waking up, but, you know, I've been doing this since 1979, just telling people, you know, getting the looks, getting the stares, you know, since okay. I was in the Navy. So it's a hard road battle that we have to keep going, you know, and just not give up.
It is, Robert. I hear you. Yeah, what about going the distance, Governor? I mean, you know, the truth will out if the good men stand up, won't it?
Well, you'd like to believe that, Alex. You know, we live our lives believing those things, but I guess I'm a realist, too. I've already come to the realization that in my lifetime, the Minnesota Vikings will never win the Super Bowl.
Hey, are you going to... go ahead.
No, and I say that in the fact that you're fighting a very, very difficult battle here when you're fighting people that want to censor things and won't allow the truth to come out. And when they have the power to where they can take things, put them away for long periods of time, like the latest thing I heard is that all of Rudy Giuliani's papers now are locked up for 25 years.
Yes.
What is the story with that?
They're hiding everything. I mean, it's just incredible.
Well, the point is, he was in public service. Everything he did as a mayor should be public knowledge. I released every document of my 4 years in government are now in the Minnesota State Archives. Anyone can go over there and read anything they want. They said Governor Ventura's administration was so forthcoming, even the bad stuff is in there.
Well, that's the sign of a good guy. That's my final question. Are you thinking about running for president in 2012?
Not at this time. I got other things. I got other fish to fry. I got a pilot to get off the ground and possibly two more. And there's a whole lot of this stuff I got to do in the next year or two before I would even entertain anything in 2012.
And so next, you're just going to be working on the pilot, coming to Austin the 26th at the backyard with Willie Nelson, myself, Jimmy Vaughn, and others.
And then hopefully I'll be doing two more pilots, and then at some point I will go to Mexico, Alex.
Listen, I dream every day I go into some deserted island and doing that.
I don't dream it. I do it. That's my break. See, I'm like a good Navy SEAL. I attack, I hit my target, and then I go drink beer and relax for a while.
You don't drink beer. I've been around you. You don't drink.
Well, I used to. in the days when I was in the Navy, I did.
Hey, Governor, you're the best. Let me say bye to you off air, and if everybody else will be right back. Thank you, Governor, for spending time with us.
Lead from solder in copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
We are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy to get people actually to love their servitude. People can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy.
Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning.
Too many kids are what's making the planet worse.
A lot of these kids come from bad gene pools. They don't have stable parents making good decisions.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Fluoride in water is supposed to fight tooth decay, but could it also cause cancer?
Turns out the government had the right under U.S. law to conduct secret testing on the American public under specific conditions.
They have to work the dark side, or we're going to spend time in the shadows.
Any attempt to achieve world order must be the work of the devil. Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan.
There's a need for a new world order. Someday, in the next few years, a solution will emerge.
Yeah! World Order. 1-800-259-9231. Take your calls in this hour, cover the latest financial developments, and then got a big guest coming up in T-minus 50 minutes. T-minus 50. We got some other huge guests in the fight against the New World Order next week. I got to dig around here in my stack. I had all this stuff printed up on my next guest last night, and so much is piled up here. I was digging around during the first of the Ventura interview looking for it, and now I can't find it. I just can't do it all. I'm trying to do stuff during the breaks, and it's just turned into a total insane asylum here at the office. But I'm exhausted after that interview. I've got another one coming up. But a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that I know that I can't tell anybody about. You got the depression coming on and all these neat things happening. For those of us in the fight against the New World Order, we're gaining so much ground right now. But also the enemy is just expanding, and that's why we're gaining ground, because people are finally figuring out the reality of what we've been talking about for so long. You know, I haven't been bugging Ventura with a lot of my videos and materials and stuff. He's already got a lot of them, but I need to give him a crash course in all this stuff, because he's a great guy, but like with the bailout and a few things, he wasn't, you know, he didn't trust him. He wasn't for it, but he wasn't up to speed on a lot of it. And but what do you expect? He's a busy guy. What do you expect for the general public? Let's take some phone calls, and I'm going to regroup here and get into some of the other news that I have here in front of me. Omar in Canada, sorry you didn't get on with Ventura. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing, Alex? Yes, you've been talking about neo-feudalism, and I'm really starting to see the parallels now with what you're saying. You had a guest on there before talking about how these government agencies basically have put a letter of mark on us, you know, and think about like a cop or the Ministry of Transport. Every time you go down the road, they're standing at the side looking for a handout. And I don't see any difference, you know. It really does look like we're going back into, you know, imperial British rule to me. You know, things like these marine recruiting centers, they're nothing more than press gangs.
Oh, I meant to ask Ventura about the Army announcing they're going to use NORTHCOM in regular operations against the American people. There were so many questions that I had mentally thought about but forgotten to get to with Ventura on air. Drat, drat, double drat. But I can have him in studio the Sunday he's here, because the Willie Nelson doesn't go on stage till like 10:30 at night. We're giving our speeches at like between 9 and 10. And at the event, and he's here all day. He comes in the day before that, and I'm going to be taking him around town, and he's staying basically with us. But I need to get him on air and ask him questions like that, because you know, he's got a military background. A lot of people listen to Ventura that won't listen to me just because they know Ventura and don't know myself. But, no, I'm glad you bring that point up.
Well, someone had asked him at one of his book signings when he was kicking around the idea of running for office, would he abolish the Federal Reserve? And he said, that'll get you a bullet in the head. I, you know, I understand, because I'm not the one with the CIA target on my forehead. But
yeah, Ventura knows a lot more than he lets on.
Yeah, yeah, well, that's pretty disturbing. Like, they just surround him at his office, and I mean, they're just secret police. That's all they are. I mean, people try to idolize it. And
well, what they do is they wouldn't do it with Ventura, but with others, with other governors and mayors, they bring them satchels full of $100 bills. And I've interviewed the San Antonio police chief they tried to buy off, other officials they tried to buy off. There's a huge covert black op government all around us, and that's evidenced by the former mayor of Minnesota, who kept quiet about it for many years and just now wrote about it.
I just wanted to ask you, do you have any information on the history of the symbol of the dollar?
What, the all-seeing eye?
No, the dollar bill.
Well, I mean, it has an all-seeing eye on it, the pyramid.
Well, the, you know, the, it's an S with the bars. Someone had told me years ago this was his take on it, and I thought it really hit the mark. The S stands for slavery or serfdom, and the two bars are the single bars, the bars of imprisonment. Because if you do a Google search, you'll find that there's no, it's the history of it's quite mysterious. They know where hello?
Yes, you're on air.
Oh, they know where the history of the pound and the lira, but the dollar bill symbol just suddenly appeared at the beginning of your republic. And nobody really knows what the origins of it are, although they make some assertions it's associated with the Spanish, gold bullion or something like that, which really doesn't make sense. But I just thought what you wonder.
Maybe some monetary historian can call in and let us know. Thanks for the call, Omar. Yes, very interesting. Christian in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Can you hear me? I got a Bluetooth in.
Loud and clear.
All right, great. Since you're going on history, I just want to know, what did, ancient Egypt have to do with, all the...
Well, I shouldn't have said it loud and clear, because it's kind of hard to understand you now, Christian.
Oh, okay.
Are you on a speakerphone, Christian?
No, I got a Bluetooth in my ear. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Go ahead and make your point, sir.
I just want to ask you a quick question on history. What kind of role African societies had on the Freemasons and stuff?
What societies?
Ancient Egypt.
Yes, ancient Egypt. I'm going to let you go because that Bluetooth isn't working too well. It's very hard to understand you. I can get pieces of it. Yes. There are several branches of history, but you had esoteric, ancient mystery religions based in the Tigris, Euphrates, in Babylon, based in the Nile Delta, in Egypt, and based in Greece. And they basically all worshiped the planets, and they had similar names for the planets. And they had a god of the harvest, and a god of the sun, and a god of the winter, and a god of the crocodile, and a god of this and god of that. And they worshipped the reproductive cycle and the male and female reproductive organs. A dome or capital is worshipping a heaping stomach of a woman with a gestating baby. The obelisk or towers are the male phallus or the male sexual organ member. And then that got passed on. And then you had the Dark Ages that came after the fall of Rome in 410, and before that, the sacking and burning of Alexandria and the library there. And so one of the only groups that actually kept all of that written down and documented and had private libraries kept by the Levitical guild or the Levitical priest of the family of the tribe of Levi, a subgroup of the... Hebrews, or what is known as the Jews today, they kept all that, all those ideas. And the Torah is the Old Testament, but then you have the Talmud and several other books that came after that that are kind of like the Orthodox Jews' New Testaments, separate from the Gentile New Testament. And in those, you just see codified the history of Babylon, Greece, Egypt, and those ideas, systems of governing, systems of mathematics, things that were very, very valuable, propaganda tricks that had been learned. And so that's why our entire culture is, I'd say more than 80% of it, orbits around Judaism. I mean, that's where Christianity comes from. That's where the Masonic halls come from. That's where all of these basic systems come from, because only the Jews had the most complete records of governing systems and systems of control and all the other esoteric religious stuff that before they had their own monotheistic system, but then later in their history, they adopted, at least in their oral traditions and written traditions, the entirety of pre-Christian history. And so that's why the Masons' biggest secrets, are what happened in Solomon's Temple and the mathematic equations and all those secrets, was because all of that was carried through. And so people wrongly say that all of your Masonic systems are Jewish mysticism. Well, no, they're not. If you want to talk about where it came from Egypt, Babylon, Tyre, and Greece. We'll be right back.
stock market is crazy. The chemtrails are spraying us with their chemicals. It's time to think about what is important. Most forget just how important life is. Life Change Tea removes toxins, chemicals, parasites, and bacteria that store up in your body. It cleanses you and gives you results in hours. And one of the wonderful side effects from this product is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. And on top of that, there's a 45-day money-back guarantee. So why wait? Call now. Operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. I'll say it again. 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, the stock market may crash, but you don't have to go with it.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
They say you can't predict the stock market. If you trade on a regular basis, you've probably heard that lie. But what if I told you there's a way to know which way the market will go each week, a whole week in advance? Do you think you could benefit from this kind of information? The guys over at eMiniForecaster.com put out a weekly forecast line. They call it a G-line, which forecasts the direction of the stock market a whole week in advance. Impossible? Head over to eMiniForecaster.com and check out their forecast history to see for yourself. eMiniForecaster.com predicts the market one whole week in advance. It's simple to use and can give you the market edge you've been looking for. If you're an active trader in the markets, go directly to eMiniForecaster.com. That's eMiniForecaster.com right now for more information. Again, that's eMiniForecaster.com.
This is Rob at eMiniForecaster.com, and I approve this message.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone, riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday.
Let your children play.
Let your children play. If you give this man a ride, sweet family will die. Killer on the road.
Yeah.
Got a big guest coming up in T-minus 35 minutes. You only live once. Make it count. You'll be known for what you stood for, what you built, the wrongs and the rights you did. Your gut knows you're only here once. So, girl, you gotta love your man.
Girl, you gotta love your man.
Gotta take him by the hand, make him understand.
Girl, you gotta love your man.
Stop fighting with each other.
Take him by the hand. Make him understand.
Ah.
The world on you depends, our life will never end.
You know, I'm entertaining Paul, who just got back from vacation.
Yeah.
You deserved it, man, working at KLBJ and KI and here. How long have it been, Paul, since you had a vacation? A whole year. What'd you get, a week off? Lavish week? You know, people say Americans are lazy. Some of us are, but most of us aren't. In fact, statistically, we're one of the hardest working people. In fact, the most hours anybody in the world. You know that? We got to get a microphone rigged out there for you guys. Just the other studio. We got three studios now. We got the KLBJ studio, this studio, and the new one we're building. I can do the show anywhere, I guess, just kind of wander around in circles. Folks, I'm shot. I was up here working late last night, and then for some reason I couldn't sleep last night. God, I hope I never get insomnia like some people have. I mean, I woke up like every 20 minutes, and so I'm kind of... Hey, you're not tuning in for that, are you? You're not tuning in to hear me whine. You know why I'm tired? It's so warm in here with the theater lights on for the live video stream. We're not doing right now. We had it on for the hour. Ventura was on with us, the hour plus. He'll be back on soon. He's not running off to Mexico for half a year like he normally does. Again, we can have him in studio coming up the Sunday, the 26th, but I think that's a little too much for us to go to the show and then drag him over to do the speech. What do you think, Paul? Have him down there to those studios? Somebody's on the message board on Prison Planet saying, does Jesse Ventura know that he looks like Frankenstein with that haircut? He's funny. Of course he knows it. You know the Bride of Frankenstein comedy? And the guy that has, like, long hair on the back. But, I mean, he looks like Frankenstein in person. I was talking to Jimmy Vaughn a week or so ago. We were hanging out, family. And I said, oh, did you get a chance to meet Ventura? I'd forgotten when I asked him if he knew Jimmy. That wasn't a trick question. He said, oh, yeah, we hung out at the Ron Paul deal. And I said, what'd you think of him? And he goes, Frankenstein. Can you imagine? He's, like, 6'7". Stomping around with that Frankenstein haircut going after the New World Order on this new TV show. It's going to be awesome. And I'm probably, if the show goes, I was kind of begging the question on air. We've already talked. I might end up being the Igor sidekick. Hey, I'd be happy, you know? Like the Tasmanian devil they release on people, have me in a cage. You know, like helicopter lands to go after the New World Order and, because that was the plan. Yeah, what happened is, really nice guy who runs a pretty good-sized production company. He even does production for BBC, but in New York. He lives in Knoxville now. I didn't know that. He told me he listens to me on WBCR now. He moved out there. I called him up yesterday about this Ventura thing, and he said, yeah. And they pitched it to True TV when it was in an embryonic phase about a year and a half ago, when Court TV was about to switch. And they pitched, because I didn't come up with this. I don't have time to run around trying to get a TV show. This has happened several times, by the way. And they went and they pitched it, and the ones that almost bit, but then up higher it got nixed, was True TV. And then you read the press release from Ventura's people. It's the same show. But people are asking me, am I bitter? Absolutely not. I want this to happen. That's the secret. I don't care if the Easter Bunny gets the show. I mean, that's how we, you know, get it done. But I know a lot of other behind-the-scenes stuff. It's just hilarious. It just all these people, Ron Paul, Jimmy Vaughn, Jesse Ventura, TV shows.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
May I have everybody's attention, please? being a puppet, sir. Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
life. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
What's that? What'd you say?
No matter how hard you try, you can't.
Hold on, I'm listening. Now, you guys let the landlord in? He's showing this place, so we have people walking through here. They'll try to open the door to the studio. I can invite them on in here. Since the prehistoric ages and the days of ancient Greece. And the earth kept going through changes. Hey, come on in. Let them see the studio. It's like a complete pig pen in this office. There's like 90% of the equipment's out of it. We're not even here most of the time. I better not let folks know my location. A certain talk show host local will have his wife come over and go after the vehicles again. It doesn't matter. I got so much surveillance over here, it'll make your head spin. All right, I'm in too good a mood right now. Oh, yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I said I'd take your calls. I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you, and I want to talk to you. So let's talk to Stan in Missouri. You're on the air, Stan. Good to hear from you.
Hello, Alex.
Hi. Hey, is this Farmer Stan? I haven't heard from you in about a year.
I know, my friend, I know.
My little sweetie pie.
Monday night, and I listened to you talking about Obama and what they want to do here in Missouri, being I am from Missouri. I tried to tell my sister-in-law about that last night, how they're wanting to stifle freedom here in Missouri, and anybody makes any kind of derogatory comments in writing or on the news media about Obama. She absolutely went completely ballistic, Alex. She said, now, where did you get that from? And I said, well, I heard it on the radio, and this Alex Jones even had comments from the Kansas City News, and she just completely went ballistic on me and said, all that is nothing but barroom talk.
Well, it was on a bunch of TV stations there. They had the sheriffs and prosecutors on there saying that if you talk bad about Obama and they decide that it's a lie, they're going to come arrest you. And now they backed off and apologized in the newspapers yesterday, so I didn't even cover it.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I guess she thinks that the bankers aren't trying to cheat us either. I mean, I guess Obama's...
Alex, let me tell you something, my friend. These people are, like you're always saying, they're living in complete denial. They are dumbed down from years of watching the news media, and all they think about watching on TV is Comedy Central or Jimmy Kimmel poking fun of all this. As far as I'm concerned, these comedians, they're no better than our federal government or Wall Street.
Well, that's what I was about to say. I've been watching more TV lately, more news, and they have the men and the women just smiling with these fake smiles and just fluffing everything. And then the comedians, you think, are actually criticizing the politicians, but they're making it a joke. And it's not a joke. I mean, that's why I could have played the clips of Sarah Palin sounding 10 times stupider than Miss South Carolina. But we never did it because it makes for good radio, but it's not a laughing matter.
Joke, Alex, and you were talking to one of your callers there Monday night. I can't pick you up very good during the daytime anymore. But one of your callers was advocating cutting the TV cables. And my friend, you done wise by telling people not to get involved with violence. The time of violence, Alex, as far as I'm concerned, is already here. The people in Columbia, Missouri, crime is just completely skyrocketing out of control, Albert, Alex. And the
you
people
call me
American
Albert. I've always liked that name.
They don't
Albert Jones and the GCN Radio Network. I'm sorry, go ahead.
The people don't realize what's going on, Alex. The crime is absolutely spiraling out of control in Columbia, Missouri.
And people haven't seen anything yet. We go into a depression. Look, we had a well-behaved, orderly Christian nation on average back in the 1920s and in the 30s. Today, if we have a real depression, which it looks like is a foregone conclusion, you're not going to worry about the New World Order and the police. The demonic public, the yuppies particularly, are going to be just, look out, Katie, bar the door.
Well, they have these churches completely dumbed down, too, Alex. They've turned these churches into nothing but country clubs, sir. They've absolutely.
Well, it's on record that the feds secretly pay 26,000 preachers to give anti-American speeches and tell people to turn their guns in.
Yes, we all know all about that, Alex.
It's all part of the freedom.
Yes, it is, sir.
Well,
they're just absolutely, the American people have just absolutely been dumbed down by all this, Alex.
Well, Farmer Stan, a lot of people are waking up, though. We got to say there's something, you know,
There's several out there.
There's a rainbow. There's a silver lining to the nerve gas cloud.
Yes. Well, you know, the sad thing about it, you were talking to one of your guests on there, the guy that was talking, Chapman, is that his name?
Bob Chapman. Albert Chapman.
He is a very smart individual, but I'll tell you what now, if it ever comes down to what he said, you know, was talking about guerrilla warfare and all this, I live right down not too far from Whiteman Air Force Base. Whiteman has a stealth bomber. They have a B-52s. They can absolutely wipe out these cities in a heartbeat, Alex. I've talked to people in special forces that were in Panama that told me what went on when they went in to get Noriega.
Puff the magic dragon.
Yes.
Live by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist.
Yes.
With a huge Vulcan Gatling gun in the land called Hallelujah.
Yes.
Good to hear from you, Stan. I appreciate it. The truth is, the New World Order is very easy to militarily push over. That's only one part of the equation. The troops, mainly, though they're hiring illegal aliens and felons, are on our side. A lot of the police in major polls, and we covered those yesterday with Colonel Roberts on air, are actually on our side. They had a poll like a year ago, major national one, where 99% of police said they were pro-Second Amendment and wouldn't confiscate guns. So, by and large, the more as I get a little bit more wise, it's the corrupt system. by and large, the police aren't even the big problem, though they're where the rubber meets the road. They do a lot of really bad things under orders, and some of them are a bunch of roid-head nuts. They're not, a lot of them aren't stupid. Or if they were stupid, they get street smart working on the streets, and they know a scam when they see one. The problem is, the military predominantly will not fight back against the American people if things break down. You know, they may try to maintain order, but if things turn into a shooting war or arrest people, put them in FEMA camps, that's going to break down pretty fast. They tried to use New Orleans for a few years as a laboratory of that. The problem is things will break down and people will be starving to death and they will beg to turn their guns in for food. Speaking of that, I've got a few sponsors. I didn't even plug my sponsors yesterday, and I should have because I'm so busy covering news. But let me cover this now, then we'll go to some more of your calls. And then we do have, in 20 minutes, a big guest coming up. I am quite excited. We'll see how it goes. Should be memorable. We're talking about the bailout with our guest and some other issues. I want to tell you about eFoods Direct. eFoods Direct is the best storable food, freeze-dried, and dehydrated food company I found out there. I've gotten food from them many times and given it to family and others. I keep some for myself and my family. Very affordable compared to the grocery store. Lasts a long time, more than 10 years in climate-controlled, non-climate-controlled, 10 years in your barn or in your attic, garage, whatever the case may be. 1-800-409-5633. Give them a call. Get a free brochure or a free audio CD about their fine line of products. 1-800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. Big banner up at the top of Infowars.com. And you will never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. And with all the uncertainty going on, all the craziness intensifying, the inflation, all of it, if you don't have storable foods, firearms, and water filters, you're out of your mind. And if you have the economic means, you should have 20, 30 acres, at least 50 miles outside a major population center, to where if things completely break down, you can get out there with a year's supply of food and take care of your family. And, folks, 7 million people starved to death during the Great Depression. 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633. Let's say everything turns out fine. The bankers love us and everything's wonderful, which we all know isn't the case. Still, it's good to have this insurance. And then another fine sponsor is Ecolo Blue. They are just a fabulous atmospheric water generator. Grabs water right out of the air, that humidity. In the desert, it gets about 3 gallons, 3.5 gallons. That's about the least amount it'll get. In a regular humidity area, 7.5 gallons. Atmospheric water generator for the home pays for itself in 1 year if you buy your water from the store. Pure clean water without the fluoride and unlimited water from the humidity in the air. Machine produces, again, 28 liters in 24 hours. Great tasting, pure H2O, exactly the way nature makes it. No chemicals, pollutants, or toxins. Neutral pH, which is very important. And the water passes through an activated carbon filter, then a silver impregnated carbon filter, then a reverse osmosis system, then one for taste and odor removal filter, and is stored in a tank illuminated by an antibacterial, antifungal UV light. The machines come in red, black, white, green, silver, and blue. We have a green one and a black one. We just unplugged them because we're about to take it over to the new office. 866-585-4044, 866-585-4044. Bob Dacey's something else, man. He was in here the other day doing the show, and he goes, those aren't plugged in. Are those good? Why aren't you using them? I said, because we're moving, man. But yeah, they're great. Bob's so funny. 866-585-4044, EcoloBlue.com, a banner up on Infowars.com if you forget the site. EcoloBlue.com or 866-585-4044. And then another fabulous sponsor that we really don't talk enough about is New Vitality. NewVitality.com. Link through at Infowars.com to the banner there. They have hundreds of products, and they don't sell magical, miracle, you know, stuff. What they have is well-known herbs and vitamins and minerals that for hundreds, in some cases thousands of years, have been well-known to have certain nutritive and health effects. Like the Aloe's Colon and Body Cleanse. And it just flushes out your guts, an incredible detoxifier. Just amazing antioxidants, mainly concentrated aloe vera, but it's got 29 other balanced natural herbs and enzymes that work together to improve overall health. Give them a call for Aloe's Colon and Body Cleanse, 800-569-4056, 1-800-569-4056. Just great stuff. 800-569-456. They also have another one of their fine products, Super Beta Prostate, that has a whole bunch of the herbs that are known to shrink the prostate and give good health there. A lot of evidence to that. Check it out. 800-569-4056 or link through at InfoWars.com to NewVitality.com. Let's go back to your calls. Oh, I got mixed up here. Scott in Arizona, you are next, my friend.
Can I call you Albert?
Actually, that's my real name. I don't know how Stan knows it. My real name is Albert Louise Possum. Anyways, go ahead. You're talking to Albert Jones.
I think that's TMI. I hope I have time for 2 points. If you could hold me over the break and we hit a commercial, I'd appreciate it. But the first one I want to talk about is Hegelian dialectic. I think that's the operative term with respect to this bailout. And for folks that I've heard that term, I've heard you talk about it before, Alex. Yeah, I was trying to get a good definition, and basically what
Alex, my name is Albert.
Okay, Albert.
I'm going to stop screwing around. Go ahead.
All right. So Hegelian dialectic, basically what it is they guide us into a crisis or conflict that lead us to some sort of predetermined solution. So what I'm seeing with respect to this bailout is I'm listening to media, and I'm talking about alternative media, patriotic media, mainstream media. I'm starting to hear noise about replacing the system. The system is dead. We got to replace it.
And their answer is a global government run by the bankers, the very people that engineered it.
Well, I'm not hearing the. I always listen to media carefully, and I'm not hearing.
You mean the mainstream TV or the financial publications?
Across the board, I'm just starting to hear.
You haven't heard them call for a global government run by the bankers.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did see some stuff in one of the British papers a couple days ago. Some
Wall Street Journal, you name it. Kissinger's pushing it.
Well, yeah, I mean, these guys have been pushing it forever. That's nothing new. But what's new is this pushing us into the system's dead. We got to replace it. And
they want to bring in a new monetized Amero with the regional currencies, and you'll have to have a national ID card to track your carbon credits, which they're now announcing.
So if I could read, I just cut a little quote out of a book I've also heard you mention many times by the Club of Rome called The First Global Revolution.
Ah.
If people haven't read Chapter 5, I think Chapter 5 is only about 12 pages. That's all you got to read. I mean, it really tells you everything. You might have to read it 20 times, but that tells you everything you need to know. Here's a very short quote, if I can read it. Sacrilegious though this may sound, democracy is no longer well-suited for the tasks ahead. Democracy is no longer well-suited for the task at hand. The complexity and the technical nature of many of today's problems do not always allow elected representatives to make competent decisions at the right time. What are we seeing right now? They're telling us our Congress and the people are too stupid to make decisions about their financial future.
And they know the public thinks in 24-hour news cycles, and so the public, some of them, I'm glad to say the majority aren't being fooled, now think that Congress caused the stock market to plunge 700 points and now believe this is all a new problem. And then they have the other lie that it was all caused by subprime mortgages, which then again blames the public.
So if democracy is inefficient and is no longer
Sir, Richard N. Haas in the same Club of Rome documents says we'll use fake environmentalism to take their rights and stage terror. I mean, these guys are, you could take the quote from David Rockefeller about how we, don't want people running their own countries. We want bankers running it.
Yep. They tell you right there in that book that they're going to engineer food shortages, water shortages, and global warming. I mean, they talk about it. And who set up the meeting in 1989 in Washington, D.C.? Al Gore.
And then the PR population thinks that the big Texas oilman, Boone Pickens, is putting up air-powered deals in the panhandle of Texas and into other states. But really, it's all about grabbing the water supply. And that's all admitted.
I didn't know that.
That's a stealth deal to grab the biggest aquifer in the U.S. But it's for the Earth, so it's good.
Do I have another minute to quote something from another book?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so for those people out there, and I know a lot of people, you mentioned, I try and get through this material that everybody brings up, at least try and scan it, and we got Carol Quigley's Tragedy and Hope, the big 1,000-page-plus monster that I can't get through it.
Well,
but what I found was Cleon Skousen wrote a nice little 150-page summary of that book called The Naked Capitalist.
Yeah. Yep.
Which really summarizes what Quigley was saying in his book.
Explaining that the bankers created communism and fascism as consolidation combines.
It really goes through all the main points that Quigley was trying to make. So for people, if you can find it, it took me quite a while to find The Naked Capitalist.
We have his nephew on sometime.
Right. I think his nephew, Joel, actually helped out the Paul campaign.
Mm-hmm.
But this quote's a little bit longer, if I could.
Go ahead and read it.
Okay. Everything the super rich collectivists do must be accomplished in an atmosphere of propaganda and deception. Boy, do we know that.
Stay there. On the other side, you can read it, then we're going to move on to other calls. And our illustrious guest is only 10 minutes away. I get nervous. I hope he calls in. And, funny, Paul. Albert Jones has got a powerful radio show. Man, everybody's talking about that Albert Jones. Folks, I'm under so much stress, that's why I've been screwing around more, because I got to laugh or I'd cry. All right, stay there, Scott.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA. The hijackers' ties to the FBI. The Saudi Arabian connection. The Israeli Intelligence Network, Warnings and War Games, The Shadow Government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secret of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com. Or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Okay, Scott, go ahead and read your quote, your Carol Quigley quote.
Okay, this is this is from Cleon Skousen's book called The Naked Capitalist, for those people that want to go search for it and find it on the web. But let me just start again. I read the first sentence previously. Everything the super rich collectivists do must be accomplished in an atmosphere of propaganda and deception. Otherwise, they keep running into a groundswell of resentment and resistance as they try to compel middle-class Americans to give up their independence, their property, and their constitutional prerogatives. Let me repeat that. Give up their independence, their property, and their constitutional prerogatives. Then what is the current strategy of the establishment? It is two-pronged. First, pressure from the top. Second, pressure from the bottom. The current tactic is to create revolution, violence, and extremely serious dislocation at the bottom. Let me just read that. They want to create revolution, violence, and extremely serious social dislocation at the bottom while simultaneously creating an ever-increasing pressure at the top for monolithic powers by demanding that the executive branch of the federal government be given massive power to, quote-unquote, solve all these problems. I mean, we're watching this happen as we speak. I mean, we're watching right now with this bailout. The executive branch is this is about a power grab more than it is about money, because they're already spending the money. So what we're seeing here, you read these quotes, we're seeing this being acted as we go through this.
No, I hear you, and you're absolutely right. And that's the historical fact, and that's what we try to get people to think about here. And I appreciate your call, Scott. Bernard, Steve, Mark, Mike, Kevin, and others, our next guest is only going to be with us for 20 minutes. That's why on Infowars.com, on the audio streams, and for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, we're going to go back live like we did with Jesse Ventura earlier. We are going to skip the 5 after break. For everybody else, we'll be back after that. So we'll have a 5-minute segment when our guest is scheduled to be calling in the next 5-6 minutes, and then we'll come in with them and skip that segment, that break, and so we have a full 20-something minutes with our guest today. So I'm excited about that, because more and more we see people really breaking the left-right paradigm and getting the big picture about what's happened in our society. We're also going to continue with phone calls the last 40 minutes of the show and get into the latest economic developments, what's happening with the stock market, what's happening with commodities, oil, gold, silver today as well. And the Senate is set at 7 o'clock Eastern tonight to vote on the, quote, bailout package. Now, again, as the caller said, the money isn't even the big issue. That's $700 billion alone. Bloomberg and others report it's more like $5 trillion. That is the big issue. It's all very important. But compared to the fact that they want to get immunity, and compared to the fact that they want to give even more power to the Treasury, and the fact that they have the mainstream media trying to bully the American people into going along with this, this is not going to save the economic system. And so we do live in very, very, very interesting times right now. And we've, you know, people that understand that this is not, quote, capitalism. This is crony capitalism. This is corruption. And the media now, Vladimir Putin came out bad-mouthing the U.S. today. And a lot of people are saying capitalism has caused all this. This is not capitalism when you have corruption and you have people in derivatives running all sorts of economic scams. This is corruption. And we're talking about over $1,000 trillion in derivatives. And that certainly is not the fault of people with subprime mortgages. They certainly are guilty of lying on the applications, but this is a system-wide problem. Ladies and gentlemen, we do have our huge guest, and we'll be back to start the fourth hour in 1 minute. And our guest, ladies and gentlemen, is Chuck Norris. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved